Today's daf is Nazir Daf Lamed, and we are on Chaf Tes Mabez, the last daf here in the fourth parak of Maseches Nazir, and we will start five lines from the bottom on Chaf Tes Mabez. We are up to Bishlama. We are discussing the sugyas of Machlokas Amorayim and the Machlokas Tanaim. The first we started on Chaf Tes Mabez, we had the Machlokas Amoraim, what is the reason, the basis, the fact that a man can be madir his son to be a nazir, and the woman cannot? So where does that come from? Where is that halacha based on? It's not mefurish in the Torah that a man can make his son into a nazir. Usually by nedarim, I cannot accept something on behalf of someone else. I can asser something of mine on someone else, but I cannot accept a neder on behalf of someone else. And therefore, this is a chiddush gadol, that a man can be madir espino benazir. So, machlokes amoraim, Rabbi Yochanan said it's halacha l'moshe b'sinai, halacha hi benazir. While Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, quotes in the name of Reish Lakish, kedei lachancha b'mitzvos. Right, really, it's a din d'rabbanan. The reason they could do it, just like a man has a responsibility to be mechanic his child in all areas, as was discussed at length on Daf Chavtes, on yesterday's Daf, so too, this is part of his chinuch, being mafreshim and teaching him to not always be involved in everything in the world that maybe one shouldn't be involved in. So the Gemara went into trying to relate that machlokas amoraim between Yerachon and Reish Lakish to the machlokas tanoim that we had in terms of how old, what is the upper limit, how old a boy is until his father can be madir him benazir. That was a machlokas we had on top here on Chavtes Mabez, on Matai, madir is benazir. So Rebbe held until he brings Shnei Cyrus, which is Simon of Godless, 13 years old, and Rebbe Yehuda say no, until the year before that. Ones HaNedarim, up until the time when Midrabanan, he is allowed to make his own neder, that's the time until the father can be madir his son. So we tried to connect those two machlokos, the machlokos amarav to the machlokos tanam, and we ended up saying, no, there's a difference, maybe everybody could hold halachi benazir, and the machlokos is about mufla samach la'ish. Then, right before we were up, do we bring another machlokos? We wanted to say, okay, the machlokos amarav does not work out as the machlokos tanam, but maybe these two machlokos tanam are linked. What was the machlokas tanaim? We had the story about Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina, whose father was madir him benazir, and they brought him in front of Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel was checking him. What was he checking him for? So two versions of what he was checking. Was he checking him to see if he brought Shtei Cyrus? That sounds like the Shita of Rabbi. Or was he checking him to see if he reached Onas HaNedarim or not? Right, and that's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So that gufa seems to be the two versions of the story, is the machlokas tanaim. Rabbi answered, Rabbi Chanina answered to the Rebbe when he was checking him. He says, don't worry, whatever I am, it's okay, I'll accept to be a Nazir. And he was so shocked and amazed by that response that he said, so many days until he ended up being a Posek Gadol. Okay, so that was the background to where we're up to, and we are up to Bishlama. Just one ha'ara that I did not get to mention in the last year, and that is, so we know Godless is 13. What's the source of Godless? How do you know 13 is the age of Godless? So there is a Rashi. Where's the Rashi? Or the Mefarish? Right here. Right here. This is quoted. Whenever the sugya is quoted and discussed, so there's a tshuva of the Rashi that's quoted. The tshuva of the Rashi says, Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. Okay. Halacha l'moshe b'sinai, the Rashi in Siman Zayin, just like other shiurim, just like Kizayas, just like Kibetza, just like all shiurim, are Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. This is a shiur also. The shiur of Godless is Halacha l'moshe b'sinai, a boy at age 12, a girl at age 12, says the Rosh, that is a Halacha l'moshe b'sinai. But if you look in the Mefarish right here, the last couple of skinny lines, Shalo matzinu b'chol ha-Torah, shiyehe kari ish b'pachlos b'ben yud gimel. It's kind of like, says the Mefarish, well, we don't have any other information. You don't have anyone less than 13 called an ish in the Torah. But we do have a 13-year-old called ish. Aval beben yugimol matzinu shekara akasav ish kiddichsiv, like the pasuk says in Vayishlach, Vayichush nebenei Yaakov, Shimon velevi ishcharbo. When Shimon and Levi did what they did with Shechem, it calls them ish. Ish Charbo, V'gemiri, and we have a Misora, Shimon V'levi, Be'ahi Shaita, B'nei Yud Gimel Shana Havei. They were 13 at that time. So, if the Torah wanted to express to us that there was Ish, there was godless less than 13, the Torah should have said it. The fact that the Torah didn't say it says the Mefarish, so this must be the source, because the Torah doesn't tell us anything else. And then he ends up by saying, V'arosel Achshov, Yitzev Yachshov. You want to figure it out? Go figure it out. This is the second suggestion, that this is the source we have. They were called Ish when they were 13 years old. There is another line in Tosfos. Tosfos in Sanhedrin has a line. We have to know how to understand this. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Adaf Samach Tes, Amid Aleph, Tosfos says there, V'yesh Lomar, V'yaf Alpi Shebedoros Ha'achronim Nasnu Chachamim Siman Lahava Cyrus L'Ktana Bas Yud Beis Shana V'Yom Echad U'L'Katan Ben Yud Gimel Shana V'Yom Echad Bedoros HaRishonim Shehayu Mimaharim Lahavi Cyrus HaYuzman Godless Mikodem Harbe. In that generation, the godless was earlier. Bitzalal, maybe it was also called an ish. Hazar Motzal Lochiach Aldaras Harishonim. That Filuk Yazos Basadoros Dahashtal, Fishalotir Tzalochiach, the Chuli continues. It sounds like in Tosfos that it's all like what the Rabbanon figure out in a certain generation. They figured out that this was godless. Sounds like the Rabbanon. Nosnu Chachamim, Siman Lahava Osiris. The Chachamim, take that literally. The Chachamim gave the Siman. Didn't the Rabbanon? What does that mean? On the Raisa level, 7 years old is godless. The Rabbanan came along and said 13, or the opposite. What does it mean? Nasu Chachamim. Is it did the Raisa and it did the Rabbanan? So this must not mean that. This must mean kind of like a Masra HaKasav HaChachamim type of idea. That the Rabbanan figured out what the Torah wants. There's no Din the Rabbanan here. Right? It's the Rabbanan told us exactly what the age for godless is. And maybe the Chiddush of Tosfos is that it might be different at different stages of history. Right, that time, right? If we say that, Rivka got married at age 3, and we always wonder about that, so maybe there was a different level of godless in the early days, especially before the Torah was given. Obviously, things can change. Those are three ideas. One final point before we continue, and that is a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Tzadi, in the Isurim of Arayos in Parshas Achremos, Nira Lafiani as Daiti. So this is what I think. The Od Yeshchila Gadol Benyin Ha'arayos Ben Yisrael Lebnei Noach. Dini Arayos, Jew versus non-Jew. I think there's a big difference between them. He says, if you hold like the Tshuva of the Rosh in Reish Klal Tez Zayin Huva Betosos Chadasha Perakei the Avos, if you believe in that, so then, and you hold that Shiurim are based on Halacha Moshe V'Sinai, well, non-Jews do not believe and don't follow Halacha Moshe V'Sinai. Shiurim are dafka for Jews, and not for non-Jews. And therefore, Shiurim liYisrael Nemru V'Lo Beinoch Im Kain. Says the Minchas Chinuch, the idea of Shiurim and Godless would only apply to Jews. V'im kein kanami, im katan ben noach, ba al imo, o al shar arayos, v'haya pachos mi ben teisha. We say that, what is roy for a maisabia? A 9-year-old boy. That's halachically roy for a maisabia. And 3-year-olds for a girl. She pachusa v'yvas shalosh. He says maybe that only applies to Jews. But mikol makom, neharaganim echad mian gadol. But when it comes to umos ha'olam, when it comes to bnei noach, if one of them is even younger, maybe it's still called a ma'isabiyah, because that's a din of shiurim. V'lav dafka gadol ben shlosh esrei. V'gamzeh, lachol moshe v'sinai. V'lo shayach ben noach, rak imhu bar da'as. When it comes to a ben noach, the issue is going to be a bar da'as. One's not going to be punished unless they're a bar da'as. But once they're a bar da'as, even if they're less than 13, ulafiza afilu katan pachad v'vetesha v'upa al gedola im akatan ein bo da'as v'kal makom hi neheregas lokomo Yisrael the pachad v'vetesha ein biaso biaklal v'imhu bar da'as nehera gam kein. Right? It has to go by da'as. Doesn't go by dafka gavus. V'chul, he continues. And he says, even though I haven't seen this anywhere, I'm not 100% sure that it's not true. Ubazeh, he does add, Ubazeh nichli ma'od divrei HaRambam. I like what the Rambam says. Shekasav sham, perakhtez alachavav, de ben noach ne'erag ala zachar afilu katan. Rambam quotes that a ben noach is ne'erag for mishkaf zachar, even a katan. Because like as the Mishnah, de nire midvarav, de afilu apachos vivetesha, v'chalukum Yisrael, v'hiniach mitzarachin, me'ayin yasol ola Rambam din zeh. Right, where does the Rambam get to? The Rambam is a chalik between a 9-year-old or less than a 9-year-old. Where does the Rambam get this from? The Kesef Mishnah leaves it b'sar achiyun. Says the Minchas Chinuch. I know where he gets it from. Ula didi adavar pashut to kol hashiurim alolu einam l'bnei noach. The only problem is, Minchas Chinuch says, why does the Rambam dafka say that by Mishkav Zachar? Why does he say that by all the other earlier arayos that he wrote? He says, even though I have that problem, I still believe in my chiddush. Bikamachem nirlani is daiti tahadin emes. That's the Minchas Chinuch's chiddush. In Simon Mitzvah Kupsadi, that it could be that all Shiurim, especially the Simonim of Godless, only applies to Jews, and not to Umos Ha'olam. Okay, let's continue now, Bishlama, five lines from the bottom. Bishlama, again, we're talking about the Machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Yossi, Rebbe Yehuda, regarding whether, what is the shear for Madir Ishta, Madir Bino Binaziris? Is it until Shtei Cyrus, as Rebbe said, godless, totally, or is it until Onas Anadar? So says the Gemara, Bishlama, Le Rebbe Yossi, fine, according to Rebbe Yossi, I would, the Bacha takes out, Rebbe Yossi, to Amar Achiyagia, Rav Onas Hanadarim, according to Rebbe Yossi, who says, it's until Onas Hanadarim is reached the year before Hainu to Kamar. That's why I understand the story when Rebbe Chanina said, well, I'll be a Nazir no matter what. You don't have to check me, I'll be a Nazir no matter what. The Mefarish Tosis and Tosis point out here that the Havamina here is that when he says, if I'm a katan, if I'm a gadol, he means, if I'm a katan, less than 12. If I'm a gadol, more than 12. That's what Rabbi Chanina means. The obvious answer is going to be, no, maybe katan and gadol means, literally katan and gadol. But the havamina is that he means less than 12 and more than 12, and that's why we're going to ask Akasha on Rebbe. Bishlam, other Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, to Amar Achi Yagilonas and Adarim, Hainu to Kamar. That's what we understand. Im Katan Ani, if I'm a Katan before 12 years old. Eye Bishvalaba. So then I'll be a Nazir from my father. My father was Madir Ani Ben Nazir. The Im Gadol Ani, the Bachi is in. And if I'm a Gadol, Eye Bishvalatzmi. Then I'll be for myself, because I'm Onas and Adarim, I can accept the Zirus. Ela le Rebbe, to Amar Achi Yavish de Cyrus, the Im Gadol Ani, Eye Bishvalatzmi. But what? If he says, I'm a gadol, if he's already 12 years old, he'll be for himself. But he's still in his father's reshus. He's not a gadol yet. He's not halachically a gadol yet. Doesn't Rebbe hold until Shtei Cyrus? So how in the story could he say if he's 12 years old, he'll already do it? So the Gemara answers, no problem. Ela to Amar, Eye Bishvil Abba, Eye Bishvil Atzmi. What does that mean? Explains the Rush and others. No, it means literally, I'll be for myself when I'm up to 13. That's what he means by katan. And I'll be by for my father if I am older. The Rush points out that this was an obvious answer. What was the Havamina? Of course, Rebbe would understand this story as literally gadol and katan. So the Rush says, you have that sometimes in Shas, even if there is a obvious answer. You look on the 10th line or so of the Rush, umilsa de pshita have, de la Rebbe have pirishachi. Right, it's obvious that Rebbe would understand the story this way. Elo de Talmuda shakel v'tari lefarish divrei Rebbe mishum devoy lakshuyele. It's a lead up to the next discussion. So that's why he goes through this detail of question and answer, getting into the next discussion. So the Gemara says, "E'ic." You were talking here about doing it for yourself and doing it for your father. "E'ic shtei Cyrus meikara kama naziris delay." Fine, if he has already brought Shtei Cyrus, he's already a gadol, then he can have his own Naziris. Ule basov, and if he only brings the Shtei Cyrus after he finishes being a Nazir, kama Naziris davua, so that he has completed the Naziris that his father did for him. But what about v'yaisi b'mitzimai? What happens if he becomes a gadol in the middle of his being a Nazir? Let's say his father was Madir him ben Nazir, let's say according to Rebbe, and then he gets Shtei Cyrus in the middle, so he becomes a gadol in the middle. So now what? What happens to the Naziris? My, Ha nicha, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand there wouldn't be a problem for Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar shi'gilonus nedarim. According to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, there wouldn't be a problem if the chilek is onus nedarim. Why? What happens if he reaches 12 years old in the middle? Explains Tosas, that's not such a hefsik. That's not such a halachic break. Why not? Why wouldn't that be a problem? Look at Tosas Hanicha. Tosas Hanicha, third Tosas on the page. Hanicha, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Da amar ashi yegi onas adarim, v'ha omid b'shnas yud beis, leka lemechish, da havi shuma. No, you don't have to worry that after that, it is something fake. V'yim ta amar nechish, rabba onas adarim mitzi. That's our question. The Gemara is about to ask, what happens if he gets to Osiris in the middle of his Naziris? So why aren't you also worried about getting to Onas and Adarim in the middle? Right, what if you haven't done it 30 days yet? Pirish Rabbeinu Tam, no problem. De Onas Nedarim Enas Osiris. It wouldn't be a problem. Why? Because if you hold the break is Onas HaNedarim, then you would say the only din is that the father, and it has to start at when he's pre-Onas HaNedarim. But it can continue after Onas HaNedarim. It's not the same type of break as becoming a physical gadol. Nehi da'av einu yachol lahadiro mikan ve'elach. You're right, after Onas HaNedarim, the father can no longer accept Naziris for the son. V'kal makom hecha de'idiru kodem lachein. V'shem Onas HaNedarim lo paka. Kiva de'lo have ki'im d'rabanan. Onas HaNedarim is Rabbanan, we're assuming. And therefore, that whole Onas HaNedarim level, nothing has changed. So therefore, the Din Daraisa of Madir, of Adam Ben Nazir, is intact. Aval, Cyrus, the Ish Daraisa, Paket Daviv, V'yemke Nechesh, the Cyrus, B'mitzi. That's what Tosex displays the Gemara. This Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda wouldn't have a problem. We're not asking about what would happen if. Because Onas HaNedarim in the middle wouldn't be such a break. Such a distinction. But according to Rabbi, now back to the Gemara, we understand that Tosas said there's only a drabbanan distinction, a chilek, so it's not, we wouldn't have to ask the question, but according to Rabbi, what are you going to say? What's going to happen if he gets Jesiris in the middle of his Nazirus? Answer, Amri, Larebi, Leka Takanta, Adi Yosef, Delay, Vyosef, Da'avuhi. You're right. There's no option unless he sits for himself and sits for his father. What does that mean? 60 days. He sits 60 days, and therefore, Mimanav Shach. He can be Mangaleach and bring Karbanas at the end. Because when did the Shnei Cyrus come? What, it came in the first 30 days? Then he still has at least 30 days afterwards. And then he's bringing for his own Naziris. If it happened in the second 30 days, then he's bringing it for his father. Either way, if he waits 60 days, it happened right in the middle, there's going to be 30 days on one side of this Shtei Cyrus, and that's what he has to brew, according to Rabbi. 2 points. Number one, the Shev Shmaitza. The Shev Shmaitza here discusses a Machlokas Rishonim, and he quotes Nazir Daflam and Azariah. Nazir Daflam and Azariah. What is the Machlokas between the Rush and other Rishonim? The Ramban, the Rashba, and all others, against the Rush. Once one finds, Shtei Cyrus, once one finds that one is a Gadol, are you machzik that child, Lamafreya, as being a Gadol anytime earlier? Well, if he has Shtei Cyrus now, maybe he has Shtei Cyrus last week. Maybe he has Shtei Cyrus a week ago. Maybe a month ago. With nafkaminas in terms of various halachas, in terms of ne'amanas, in terms of tumavatara, in terms of being yotze mitzvos. So, says the Shev Shmaitza, the end of Shmaitza Hey, the last page of Shmaitza Hey, v'nira rai lo das haramban v'harashba, disvira le de'afilu ishtakech godol, ein machzikin begodol amafreya. I want to bring a raya that you don't go backwards if you find the child is a godol. Meha de'isa v'nazir daflamid. From what you find in Azad Aflamid, and he quotes our whole Gemara. Quotes our whole Gemara. And they have to wait 60 days. The Chulu says the Exos, after quoting the Gemara. Umavuar mi kalzeh. What happened here? You find the Shtei Cyrus, so you say right now it was found, and you're worried about the Ziris in the middle, the Ziris, he says. He says, Mavur mi kalzeh. Diyalagav dinimsu lo Cyrus hashta ein machzikin oso begadol lafreya. Right, you don't assume it goes backwards. When you find the Shtei Cyrus, Nizbar lefanenu. Right, you see from here. Look at Tosfos here, he quotes, and others. When you do the Bdika, it's clear you're not worried about anything going backwards in time. That was all question of the Gemara about you might find it in the middle. And then what do? You don't have anything before, you don't have anything after. What do you mean? Maybe it was here beforehand. You're not machzik. He says, Nizbar lefaneinu das Rabban va'arashba va'arav duran va'od yaskimu daitam lefim ha'shekasafti gam das ha'ani revasar v'lechanan av'rashi v'tosfus v'heim aruba de minkar neged das ha'rosh v'tshuva. The sphere like the machzik. Kinem ha'godol ha'mafreya u'mina teima. And he says, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rosh. Even though all the other he showed him in the Gemara Nazir Daf Lamed, it really seems to be like the other he showed him, the Rosh, the Rabban and the Rashba and others. Also, once we're talking about this discussion about you find it, you're going backwards, and the chazakas of what he is, keep in mind that this relates to the chazaka of Rabba. So the Rabba elsewhere, not found here, but the Rama quotes the chazaka of Rabba in Aruch Chaim. The Rama says that we know really there are two ingredients for gavlus. There are shanim and there are simanim. He has to be 13 years old and he has to have physical maturity. He has to have stasiris. The question is, what happens if somebody doesn't have a birth certificate? You don't exactly know how old he is. So the question is, what if he has stasiris? Can you trust? What if he has a birth certificate, but you didn't check? If he has physical maturity. So are you allowed to rely? Bizman hazeh. What do? Generally, we're not bodek, every bar mitzvah boy. Says the Rama in Simin Nunhei and Aruch Chaim, Ein medaktik in Besiris. Right? We're not medaktik bizman hazeh. Elakol sheyigi elaklal shenosav, machzakin enoso kigadol. Once he's reached 13 years old, we assume he's a gadol, va'omrim le'inyin zeh, mistama hevish deisiris. So that's what we say, mistama. That's the chazaka, the rabba, that if he brought simanim, he has reached shanim, lachari yes simanim. And the language of the Rama is va'omrin le'inyin zeh mistama hevishtai Cyrus. We say regarding this, what's regarding this? What's the Shulchan Aruch talking about there in Aruch Chaim Simin Nunhei? Minyan kaddish davar shebekdusha. So for that we allow to rely on this chazaka, the rabba. What's the limit? Explain the mafarshim dinim derabanan. We rely on Chazaka de Rabba, that he must have brought Simanim for Dinim de Rabbanan. And that's why we'll allow a Bar Mitzvah boy to lay in his Parsha, because that's a Din de Rabbanan. We'll allow him to count for a minion. We'll allow him to be a Mezamein. We'll allow him to do many mitzvahs. But we would not allow him, unless it's clear that he has brought Simanim, we would not allow him to be motzi others in mitzvahs d'Oraisa. Like Parsha Zachar, like Tkia Shofar, like any giving Edus in case of where you needed Daraisa. Wherever we would require Daraisas for the Daraisa context, we would now not allow. Instead, the Shaila is, so why don't you just check? The Bar Mitzvah boy, you know, I've had a number of times in my shuls about a Parsha Tetzaveh, you have a Bar Mitzvah. So the Shaila is, he can lay the whole Parsha, but not Maftir. So another Rav suggested, so why don't you just check? Send him to a pediatrician, and then you'll know. The problem is, because if one checks, and then he does not have Simanim, then he might not even be able to do the Dinim Durabanan. At least, you can lay in his Parsha. If you don't check, you can rely on the Chazaka. Some people, children, you know, develop simanim later, some develop earlier. So that's why the minang in most circles, I think, is to not check. We just rely on chazaka de rabba, and it can be motzi by dinim de rabban and not by dinim d'arais.
According to Rebbe, there would be one set of karbanos.
According to Rebbe, there'd be one set of karbanos. Right, because it's, are we assuming that it happened at the middle second? So he's really two Nazirios? I don't think we're choshish like for that. There's one set of karbanos, and that would be it. Okay, let's continue. Next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah. Ha'ish migaleach al Naziris Aviv, vein ha'isha migaleches al Naziris Aviha. So, as the previous Mishnah, right, these Mishnahs go together. The previous Mishnah had spoken about, from the parent's perspective, a man can be mader as his son, but a woman cannot be mader as her son. So now we're talking about it from the child's perspective. Last Mishnah here in the fourth parak. A man can be megaleach on the zirus aviv. What does that mean? We discussed this already earlier in the Masechta, where we had a real question about the various girsos. So we're going to go, continuing with Bali Tosfos' understanding, earlier and here. A man can use his father's money that he set aside for his, the father's nazirus, as long as it was stumen, right? It was unspecified money. He could use that as long as he was not a Nazir at the time that his father was a Nazir also. Again, some Rishonim have an opposite understanding. We're going to go with this understanding. But a woman cannot use the monies that were set aside from her father. Ketzad, what exactly is the case? Mishaya Aviv Nazir. If a man's father was a Nazir, Tosfos adds in the Ushnehem. If you read Tosfos' Girsa, in Ha'ish Megaleach, go to Tosfos Ish Megaleach, he adds in a couple of words. Ha'ish Megaleach Adiziris Aviv, and Ish Megaleach as Ketzad, the last three skinny medium lines on the page. Mishaya Huva Aviv Nazirin. He and his father are both Nazirim. The Hifrish Aviv Mos Lanaziruso, and the father was Mafrish Mos, Vameis, and then the father dies. Reb Yossi Omer Haraelu Yiplu Lanadava. Those are not allowed to be used. Those are not allowed because if he is a Nazir, at the same time his father is a Nazir, so then that is not the case. The Ezeo Shemagalech Anaziris Aviv, what's the case? That he's allowed to use his father's? Hare Shaya Aviv Nazir. His father, only his father was a Nazir. Vahayulo Mos Stumin, and there was unspecified funds. Umeis, and then the father dies. Va'amar, and then the son says, Hareini Nazir, Amanasha Agalech Al Mos Abba, I want to become a Nazir and use my father's monies. Zeu Shemagalech Anaziris Aviv. That is what is allowed when the Nazirios did not overlap. Hachi Garcina Bepirish Kadmonim Uvepirish Rabbeinu Baruch Ubaharbe Svarimhi. Right, that is the girsa that I like. Tehuva Aviv Nazir Megaleach Amos Aviv. That's the first case. V'mechay Aviv Ena Megaleach. Right, and that's not true. It's not going to work. That's Baalei Tosfos Ashita. That's the girsa of our Gemara. Even though our girsa seems to be flipped, seems to be the opposite, but that is the girsa that we have according to Tosfos. So says the Gemara. That's the end of the Mishnah according to Tosfos. Says the Gemara, my time up. What is the reason? What is the reason for what? There's two halachas in the Mishnah. A man could use his father's, but a woman cannot use her father's. What is the question? Let's just read the Gemara first. My time up. Amar Reb Yochanan halach ibn Azir. It's a halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai. Ask the Gemara pshita. Isn't that obvious? So stop there for a minute. It's amazing. First the Gemara asks, what's the reason? And then the Gemara says, oh, that's obvious. Those two questions don't really fit one right after another. If you need to ask what the reason is, then it's not so obvious. And once you have to give the reason, then you shouldn't ask Chita. So that is why Tosfos puts the Maitaima into the words of Rabbi Yochanan. Right? It's not the stomach of the Gemara asking Maitaima and then Chita. Tosfos asks the pot. If you can't ask a Maitaima, then ask Chita. So Tosfos says, and it's Rabbi Yochanan Gufe Amma. Rabbi Yochanan is asking, what is the... Rabbi Yochanan is basically getting ready for the source. And the Rosh also asks this, that the key is, what is the uniqueness that you're never... We had earlier, a couple of days ago, you can never use somebody else's money to bring your own karbanos. And we had all the limudim by chatos. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is bothered by. So Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, it's a halacha. So then the Gemara continues and asks, after Rabbi Yochanan says that, well, isn't that obvious? Isn't it obvious that this would be a halacha Moshe Mesinai? So it's all within Rabbi Yochanan that makes it better. If you look at some other achronim, the Birchas Harash says, no, I have a different way to read it. My time is going on the first halacha in the Mishnah, and Pshita is going on the second halacha of the Mishnah. My time is saying, how in the world could a person bring a karban from his father's money? Ha'ish v'galeach anaziris aviv. Fine, that's the Maitaima. Then the Gemara says, isn't the second line obvious? That a woman cannot bring it for her father, because that fits into everything that you can ever bring. So it's on as a second way to read it, that you can read this on two different parts of the Mishnah. So again, Maitaima, it says the Berchas Arosh, why can a boy bring a carbon from his father's money? Rabbi Yochanan Halach ibn Nazir. So Pshitas, it's obvious, the second line, that a woman can't. Maila Memra. So now the Gemara is going to go into it a little bit. Why would you limit it to a son and not a daughter? Isn't this related to the concept of Yerusha? My Lameimra, de ben yoreshes aviv bas lo. What's the chiddush? That a ben yarsh is not a daughter? That's a din in the din daraisa. It's a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Right? So ben ein lo. So isn't that obvious? So what's the chiddush of the Gemara, of the Halacha, Salo Tzricha, Delesle Elabas. What if someone only has a daughter? So then, Midina Yerusha, the girl gets Yerusha. So you might have thought, if he only has a daughter, that a daughter could be a Nazira based on her father's money. Mao de tema yarshin gemirin la. You might think that it's similar to Yerusha, and therefore the daughter should be able to bring this money and bring be her own Nazira. Kamash malan halacha. Kamash malan, it is a halacha Moshe B'Sinai, and therefore it is limited, and it's not exactly like Yerusha. It might be patterned after Yerusha a little bit, but it might not be it might be exactly after Yerusha. Because Manazeh, as we know, to talk about Yerusha a little bit, just before we get to general, Kamash Balan, that it's not Yerusha Regila. It's not normal Yerusha. The Sfas Emes wonders, it's not normal Yerusha, but where do you draw the line? So a daughter is out, and a son is in. Ask the Sfas Emes, what about a grandson? What about a grandson? Would that work? What about a son being Megaleach al Nazirus Imo? Right, that he yarshes his mother, but it doesn't say that in the Gemara. See, he has those two questions. He doesn't answer. He just wonders. Right, the question is, where is it weighted? We've already said, it's not exactly like regular Rusha. A son, yes, a daughter, no. What about a son from a mother? What about a grandson? Right, so is that following in the footsteps of the son? Or not, so that is a question this 5-7 deals with, as we're going to continue discussing these shilas. Lamaisa, as we know, many in our day and age create circumstances where regular Dina Yerusha do not kick in after 120 years. Some say maybe to leave some money to fulfill the mitzvah d'araisa of Yerusha, which is one of the only mitzvahs that one can only fulfill after one passes on, or as one dies. But the Rama quotes in Choshen Mishpat, in Siman Reish Pei Aleph, the concept of a Shtar Chatzi Zachar. Shtar Chatzi Zachar, where there is a tnai made that a man creates a condition that before he dies, the money should all go, little different Lashonos have had to formulate it, that the money should all go to the daughter unless they treat her, meaning a moment before he dies, all the money should go to the daughter unless they treat her like a chatzi zachar. That's called the shtar chatzi zachar. And then memela, right before the person dies, that tnai kicks in. Or sometimes the ksos discusses a shtar zachar shalim, to treat the daughter like a boy in terms of Yerusha. Again, in terms of our society, in terms being that the burden of Parnassa is shared, Bizman Hazeh, generally, between the husband and the wife, and there are other different realities, so that is how Halacha has certain mechanisms to be able to have females also get some of the money. Or others make a chov gadol right before they die. Different ways than the lawyers that create the wills, who know the halacha, you know, work within the law, within the halacha, to be able to create a Yerusha package that follows halacha and that is acceptable to those involved. So anyway, that's just in terms of Lamaisa Yerusha. Again, Yerusha is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah 400. Mitzvah tough in the Sefer HaChinuch. The ideas behind Yerusha is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives certain assets to people, and he doesn't want that to just disappear after the person passes on. Right? The family is connected to the person. Mishar Shia Mitzvah. Says the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tav, Kedei Sheyeda HaAdam V'Yisbonein. A person should think about, Ki HaOlam Biyad Adon Mashkiach Al Kol Bir Yosef. The world is not just me. I'm not in control of the world. There's a master. There's a ribon on the world. There's a master. Ubir Tzono V'Cheftzo HaTov Zoche Kol Echad V'Echad Mibnei HaOlam V'Chelek HaNachasiv Shu Masik Bo'Olamo. Whatever we have is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grace. And he's given us. Uvmatanaso baruchu mivurachas shetimashech laolam lasheitnenalo. And he wants it to stay within the family that he has given it to. Imlo, one might think, imlo mecheta kadmoni niknas amisa baolam. And it would stay with you if Adam hadn't done and Chava done what they did. Umebe siluk gufo, just because the person's body is not here anymore, eno bedin lios hefsik lamatanas akela mivurachas. Hashem's gift shouldn't end just because the person's not here anymore. So the gift continues, even after the person passes on. That's what Yerusha teaches us. It teaches us that there's somebody in charge after 120 years. There's somebody that continues the world, keeps the world going even after the person passes on. Aval tispashi me'eleha beguf hamishtashal mimenu. Shizil beno obito. V'chulu. And he continues with the family line. That's the message of Yerusha according to the Sefer HaChinuch. Okay, weiter. First line. Ibai lehu, pligi rabban alayde Rabbi Yossi olo, pligi. The Mishnah quoted this from Rabbi Yossi. Again, according to Tosfos, it's Gersa that we have the chiddush of that a man could use his father's nazirus money as long as he was not a nazir at the time that his father was a nazir. So that was in the name of Rabbi Yossi. There's no other shita quoted in the Mishnah. So, do the Rabbanan agree to Rabbi Yossi or not? Is there a shita out there that argues? The imtim salomar pligi, and if they argue, areisho asefa, do they argue fundamentally on everything that the son cannot use the father's, or do they also argue on the seifa? Or do they argue about the daughter element? Right? Maybe they call it the opposite. Maybe they hold up the opposite, that the daughter can and the son can't. That's how the Mefarish explains. So Tashma, let's try to prove it. Ketzad amru ha'ish magalech ha'naziris aviv mishaya aviv nazir v'hifish aviv mos ha'naziris v'abes. That's the case that works. That's where he is not a nazir with his father. Aval mishaya hu v'aviv nazirim. V'hifrish aviv ma'os l'naziruso v'meis. They're both harei luyip l'nadava divrei Rabbi Yossi. That's exactly our Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yossi Shita. But here we have another one. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru zeu shemegaleach amos aviv. No, this is someone, even if they are parallel, even if they are nazirim at the same time, so he could still use it. So you see, there's a Shita that argues. And argues in what way? That it's more inclusive. It's not opposite, at least according to this version, it's more inclusive. Okay. Boy Rabba. Yesh lo shnei banim nazir mahu. What happens if somebody has two sons? Who gets the money? How does it work in terms of the yarshining the father's nazir money? Hil chaza gemirin la. Do we say it's a halacha and therefore kol dekadim gilach? Bach takes out the extra one. Do we say it's halacha? Meaning, it's not regular laws of Yerusha. Whoever gets it, gets it. What does that mean? Let's just do the other half first. O Dilma, Yerusha Gemirin Lo. Or do you say it's like Yerusha? O Palgave, you split it. And they each can use half the monies for their Nazirios. What does it mean, called a Kadam Gilach? What does that mean? Whoever did it first? So the Mefarish says, whichever son accepted Nazirus first. Remember, it's at, let's say, within Rabbi Yossi Shita, that has to be after the father dies. So whichever son, says the Mefarish, called the Kadim Nizirusei, Megalech Nazirus Aviv. That makes sense. That sounds nice. Whoever became a Nazir, then automatically that money is earmarked for that son. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos sounds like whoever Kalakodim. Whoever brought it to the base of Mikdash first. Tosfos, Kalakodim Mehem Zachabahem. Whoever brought it first, which the Brisker Rav is not clear how Tfisa would work in this case. Right, fine, whoever accepted to be a Nazir, but whoever grabbed the money, Whoever brought it to the Beis HaMikdash first, how exactly does that work? The Achronim trying to discuss Tosfos here in the Brisker Rav, exactly how does Tfisa work in this case? That is what it sounds like. Mashaya kan Tfisa shall call a kodim zacha. Hari nidon legabi hakrabas hakarbanas. Vakoin yachol lahakrib avar sheni. Vichal v'chibiglashu hevi rishon lidei koin nechshav shetafas. It's a little difficult. If Tosfos really means that, it's not 100% clear. So that's a shayla. This question is not answered. Question is not answered. Usually, what do we paskin? What do we paskin if the question is not answered? So we say it's a sfeika d'dina. The bar tenura here paskins kol hakodim zacha. If two sons, one of them took the money and used it for his karbanos, it works. That's what the bar tenura says. V'amahayu banim rabim v'kodim echamayim v'gilach al-naziris aviv zacha. He was Zocha. Ask Rabbi Kiva Eger on Mishnayis, and the Tosfos Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's a Bayadul Ivshita. So why should it work? If it's Bayadul Ivshita, then we should say, well, maybe he didn't have rights to take it, and therefore maybe these Karbanos weren't good. I don't understand. Ibaydul Ivshita, Im Hilchazak Ibira, La Kalakadam Zacha, O Yerusha, and therefore, and we know every Rambam, the rule for the Rambam in Bayadul Ivshita is that you say that it doesn't work. Right? It's no good. You have to be Machmir. And also, especially, let's read the next line. The rule is, sometimes there are five questions in Gemara is built on each other. Imtim Salomar, Imtim Salomar. You paskin like the Imtim Salomar. That's what the Rambam does usually. Here, the question that's built on this one is Intim Salomar, it's Yerusha. What about this case? So it's not even Intim Salomar that it's Kala Kodim Zachet, it's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. So it's even against what the Partanura says. So he leads a Pitzarachi, and why should it work? Why should it work? So the Rishash tries to answer, based on another Rambam, that Tfisa, even if you say that by the Lipshita shouldn't be done, Tfisa would be Mahani. So here too, it's like Tfisa. So Tfisa would be Mahani, maybe he holds like Tosfos. Either way, that's the Rishash on our Gemara. Let's continue though. Next question. Boy Rava, Bechar Upashut Mai. What if there are two sons, but one's a Bechar? So now, does he get two thirds and one third? Hilchos HaGemirah, do we say that Allah HaShem Yisid of the Hilchach, lo boy geluch alifam adeshakal, they don't get it based on what they should be taking. I mean, it's not exactly equal to what Yerusha should be. Odilmar, no. Yerusha hi. V'chihechi deshakal pishnayim haki megaleach. And here you should say that, you know, just like a Bechar is always counted as two sons, see here too. V'imtim salomar, Yerusha hi. This is also, this is a continuation of the question. And if you want to say it's Yerusha, generally, Olafum de Shakal Migalea, even if you ought to say you normally you take exactly and you fit it into the walls of Yerusha, Ubechuludu de Islay Pishnaim, Avo Behektish Lo, but even not here when it comes coming to a carbon. O Dilma Kiva the Kanye Ligiluak Loshna. Question mark. So again, unanswered. Lamai said the word said it twice. But does a Bechar get Pi Shnaim? The Ar Sameach, Rameir Simcha, has the following safek. Nistapakti asks the Ar Sameach, and this is the classic, you know, we're learning Nazir Daf Lamed, so it's not fair. But the Ar Sameach, in general, in Hilchos Nachlus, in the second parak, had a suffix. We know a Bechar gets Pishnaim. A Bechar gets a double portion in stuff that the assets that come from the father. But we know there are a few assets in Halacha that do not come to the children B'Toras Yerusha. It comes B'Toras some other mechanism. For example, Brak Haradavua. Like Eved Ivri. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that if a man dies, his Eved Ivri goes to the son. If there's no son, it does not go to anybody else. It only goes to the son. Eved Ivri Ovidus Aben. So it's clearly not going through Yerusha. Does a Bechor get Pishnayim in items that aren't coming through Yerusha? That's his suffix. This tapakti. Bahanach mili te'ena ben yorish b'toras nachla dahainu shala'av ein schus lahanchil zeh. L'misha yirtzeh. Vim ein ben rak bas o'ach einam yarshim. There's no Yerusha. Only because there's brakara davua, that he goes into his father's shoes. And it's as if the father's still alive. Does a Bechor take Pishnayim in those? Says the Ar Sameach, I have two rayas. One Yerushalmi, one Bavli. And you have to have the whole world of Torah on your fingertips to answer this question. So he quotes the Yerushalmi in Ksubis, and then he quotes Talmud Arach B'Yadon, Soferek Dala de Nazir. Soferek Dala de Nazir, Ar Gemara. He goes, what does Ar Gemara say? What's Ar Gemara suggesting? That by Pishnayim here, Pishnayim by Nazirus, this money from Nazirus is not going through Yerusha. It doesn't go to the daughter. It's not going through Yerusha if there are no sons, as we said. And you see, it might go to the son as a double portion. So, says the Ar Sameach, you see from here, Beferish, Avagav de Imlesle Elabas Lomigalachas, Afiloachi, Yavishokal Pishnayim, Ilav, if it wasn't for the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. But you see, theoretically, it would have gone. So that is the Ar Sameach. There is a Machlokas Rishonim, we don't have time to go into it in depth. Machlokas Rishonim between the Rambam and the Ramban, how many mitzvahs are counted as in Yerusha? So for sure, one. Dina Yerusha. The Ramban has two extra mitzvos. The Ramban counts Bechor, two extra mitzvahs. Right? Lo Yuchal Avaker is a Lo Sasei, and to be Mavaker, the son, to give him Pishnayim, that's a mitzvah saseh. It's an aseh and a lo saseh that the Rambam does not count. The Rambam has one mitzvah, nachlis, and everything's included in that. And the Ramban has two extra ones. And the lundis, the achronim, get into what's the lundis? If somebody says, I don't want any Yerusha, I'm not interested, are they allowed to say that? Is Yerusha automatic? I don't want this. Is Yerusha a zchus, or is it automatic from the Torah? And maybe there's a difference between the regular Yerusha and Pishnayim. According to the Rambam, maybe it's all one package. Well, it's one type, it's automatic. Masha'ekein, the Ramban, might be machalic between them and say, well, there's a difference between the Pashut and the Bachor in terms of the conceptual analysis, and that's why it would be counted as two separate mitzvahs. Again, we said, Sefer HaMitzvahs, what's the Halacha L'maisa? Who cares what's a mitzvah? The answer is there might be differences in conceptual analysis, how people view mitzvahs, how the Rishonim view mitzvahs in terms of how many they count. Okay, Vayter, finishing up. Last questions. Aviv Nazir Olam Vehu Nazir Stam. What if he and his father are different types of Nazirios? His father's a Nazir Olam. Every 30 days he's going to get a haircut. He's Stam a Nazir. Aviv Nazir Stam Vehu Nazir Olam. Or the opposite. My. Ki Gemir and Hilchasa Bistam Nazirus Odilma Loshna. Is the Halacha Moshe Misita that he's fitting into his father's shoes and has to be the same one or not? V'yim Tim Salomar Hacha Idi V'idi Nazirus Tara. And even if you want to say it works, even if it's different types of Nazirios, as long as they're both Nazirios Tara, boy Ravashi, Avim Nazir Tami Behu Nazir Tar, Avim Nazir Tar Behu Nazir Tami Mai. What if one's a Nazir Tami, one's a Nazir Tar? What about that? Those cases. So that also, remember we discussed this a couple days ago also, a Nazir Tami might be different because the Iker of those Karbanos, are they focused on the past or are they focused on the future? Remember we had the Shita of the Mefarish, that the carbon asham of a Nazir Tameh might be only there to allow you to start again, not related to the past. And therefore, if the husband was Mevat, was Mefir the Nadir, and there's not going to be a new one, you don't even bring the carbon asham. So there could be differences between the purpose of a Nazir Tameh and a Nazir Tar, Teku, so all of these questions are unanswered. All of these, as we know, are Sveika Dedina. There's different types of sfeikas in halacha. There's sfeik in mitzias, there's sfeik in din. This is a sfeik of the dina, which has its own different types of rules. You don't just say sfeik daraisa, sfeik darabanan by a sfeik of the dina, because we just don't know, so we might always have to be machmir. Interesting, just one final point, we're not going to go into it now, but bein hashmashos, which we know is a whole major sugya, is that a sfeik of the dina, or is that a sfeik in mitzias? Rabbi Kiva Eger, at the beginning of Maseches Brachos, calls that a sfeik of the dina. It's not a suffix that we don't know. It's a suffix in din. Exactly. Not just a suffix in mitzias. Anyway, that's a big topic in terms of Sfeika Dedina. Hadroch Misha Amar. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll start with the fifth parak of Maseches Nazir.